Welcome everybody. Share number 1544. We'll learn today. Lilu Nishmas Moshe Daliv Ben Ravaran Zisel. Lilu Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe. And Rafu Shlema Pesach Yosef Ben Hinda. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, we are in the middle of course, we're trying to finish off from the Sefer Klalim, the halachas of Mimse Chefsecha V'Dabed Davar. And then with Hashem's help, we hope to get to Muksa, which is a long journey and extremely Nigei Lamaisa, as we could all understand the halachas of Muksa on Shabbos. Okay, so now the question is, we finished off last year talking about reference to Refuah Shelema. So just real quickly to finish off with two more examples from the Sefer Klalim on page Shinayim Vav. He says, giving somebody a Refuah Shelema, Mutta Levaker, Chayla V'Shavas Olevarach Oisei She'is Rapa, Aval Tzarech L'Hoisev, you should add, you could tell me Refuah Shelema L'Chayra, but you should add Shabbos Yimu Lizayik V'Refuah V'U Refuah, then it comes out as tanchumim. In other words, that schus haShabbos tamid loy, that the schus of the Shabbos should stand by him, the brachas of Shabbos and so on should stand by the chayla, and he should have a refuah shelema. He says, interesting thing in Ha'ara number 62 on the bottom. He says, "Sarach lan k'shem avarach oisem moisem Shabbosim elizik." So he says, "The hainu shekedai zchus Shabbos." In other words, like in the schus of Shabbos itself, is good enough even without the tefillah. Usually a person davens for the chayla, whatever. Okay, it's Shabbos, so we don't do that. We're not talking about a chayla mesukin. We're talking about a regular chayla, not where it's a dangerous, fell into a dangerous situation right away, whatever the case is. Regular chayla, yishavim fuhu shalem, so shekadai, zchus haShabbos, the fuhu's beloy tefillah. That the schus of Shabbos, that itself is enough even without davening, nachshav ki'ilu bikosh alav rachmim. So that is considered like they were Mevakesh Rachmim on the Chayla, because when you see a Chayla, let's say somebody goes even maybe to the hospital to visit or whatever, even at home, whatever the case might be, Evloi Bikesh Rachmim like Kaima Mitzvah. It goes as far as to say that the Lachas, you have to be Bikesh Rachmim to say a tefillah, right, that he should have, that the person should have a refuah shelema. If the person didn't do that, loy kaim ha-mitzvah, he brings down. They weren't mekayim the mitzvah. So that's an interesting thing. But saying this thing itself, that Shabbos Yimu Lizik u'refuah k'rev v'lovay, that itself is saying, it's as though it's a tefillah, that comes out, it's as though it's a tefillah, and the person would be mekayim the mitzvah of visiting the sick, right? Mevaka chayla, and so on. Again, the point is in all these things that we're trying to, bring out is that it shouldn't be tsar. Whatever a person says in general, we don't want to have, a person should not say things of tsar. They shouldn't feel tsar. Shabbos Kodesh, we have to be very careful and we work around all those things. Whether it's with the crying, what we spoke about, or wishing a chayla, refuah shalema, or whatever the case might be, or even asking Hashem bakashas, right? We said we don't ask bakashas like parnasa, gezunti, type things that could bring us it's not a good feeling. We want to do things that give us a good feeling, like asking Hashem for ruchnias and these type of things. Now he says, interesting, which we spoke about also, mutalema mishabech, when you say mishabech, esel sefer Torah, afilu bishvil chayla, sheni mesukim. So one could say it, they don't have to be, again, it doesn't have to be a chayla mesukim. We said saying tilim berabim, that's a little bit different, but it's tam mishaberech, it could be a chayla, any chayla kashe moisiv Shabbos yimi lizek refu karev alavai shaz nechshav gam kedivrei tanchumim shizchos Shabbos tamad loy. So like we said, all that would be okay. Okay, now in reference to the tilim for a chayla, I'm talking about tilim for a chayla, regular tilim, of course, a person should say psukim, it's no difference, right? But even for a chayla, so he just real quickly to read what we spoke about last time again, a little bit of a chazara, but we want to get these things straight. Shinai ches yesh matirim leimat hilim, because again, I'm going through the sefer kolam, yesh matirim leimat hilim biyachidus al chayla afilu kashayim bay sakana. You can say tilim for a chayla, even they're not in the yesh bay, there's not in the makam sakana, not in the makam sakana, but that's not considered divrei chol, right? It's not even considered divrei. It's not considered talking weekday words. Obviously, it's tilim. It's tilim. V'gam kevin she'ayachid kavar yodei she'yesh chola le'sharich lema she'amiris kisvei kodesh tevelaytzar. In other words, interesting thing that how could you say tilim for a chola? It's going to bring you tzar. We just spoke about that. You're not supposed to say things that'll bring you tzar. Bad news, this, that, whatever. So I'll say tilim for a chola. It's going to bring me tzar. I'm going to start thinking about the chola. No, he says this. this is not divrei choil where it's going to bring you tzara, these type of things. And it's leishayich loyma shamir. It's since the person knows already. That's an interesting thing he says. Kavash yesh choil. The person knows already. This person's a choil. They knew from before Shabbos. Had a plan to say tell him for this and this person. So therefore we say leishayich loyma shamir kisfei kodesh teva leitzara. We say that this tilim is not going to bring them tzara. It's something that they know about. They just say adarab. It could be that they'll even feel better. The person saying tilim for the sick person. I feel better. I accomplished something. It's going to help. Hashem will bring him refuah shleima. I said, tell him, I daven. So it's not going to be mevatel. He says, it's not going to be mevatel the oynig Shabbos or the oynig Yom Tov. That's only they just asked. Chazal just asked saying tilim betzibur, right for a choyla. If it's not a choyla, whereby it's a dangerous situation, just stam like this. You know, we get together. We'll say betzibur for a choyla. That we don't do already. If it's not again, not a dangerous situation. Came shaladei amirus tilim betzibur nizgalal atzibur. Then you're ready. You know, you're revealing. You're revealing nizgalal atzibur. You're revealing to the tzibur, right? Shemivakshim tanhumim al choyla that this person's sick and was saying but davening for the choyla, whatever. V'yavit tzar, it's going to talk to bring tzar latzibur shiyesh choyla. So the people in the congregation, right? The people in the kehilla saying tilim, you know, okay, oyvei, I didn't know this person's sick. Oyvei, that's already going to bring tzar, and again, it's going to be mevatel the oynig Shabbos. That's what he's trying to say. Al kashemir yochid biyachidus, we say by yourself. There's no tzar for the tzibur. When you're dealing with a tzibur, you have to be careful, and there's people over there who don't know, and those people being tzar and so on. Again, but case in time, like if it's a mesukin, right, and these type of things, a person, rachmanos on something happens, so of course, very bad situation, so you have to, that's not a question, then mutalaymer tilim afil betzibur, then of course you can say tilim even betzibur, even a whole group of people together, but chayla sheyesh by sakana, yivakasha chayla, asma sheyemir tilim ba'day, memne chasheshem letirif da'itay, whatever the case might be, la yemir atahilim. Right, you're afraid if you don't, we don't say tilim, chas v'shalom, this and this could happen, that could happen, this is obviously a dangerous situation, is different. Thank you for listening, aslach and bracha, kol tuv.